Hello everyone and welcome to the Terrace House Tokyo podcast. My name is Stu, I'm an English guy that lives in Tokyo.
And I'm Masumi, I'm a Japanese British born girl living in Hong Kong.
Hey Masumi, how's it going?
Wow, where do I start? So it was Chinese New Year, half day on Friday, and there was no work on Monday, Tuesday. Thought I'd go back into work on Wednesday, but we've been all told to work from home. I think this is common practice for a lot of my friends. They're all working from home because, yeah, the Hong Kong government's taking precautions as they should. And yeah, I've only got one face mask left. I've been harassing you to find me some in Japan to send to me. I met up for dinner with this girl that I've known. We've run in the same circles for a bit, but never really properly met. And then, yeah, just weird coincidences, universe bringing people together kind of thing. I had a lovely time with her. And then I went to just have some drinks with my friends. So I'm fried, basically. And it's a bit of a depressing vibe, to be honest.
I bet. Tell us a bit more about just the vibe where you're at, because yeah, I'm seeing lots of stuff on the news, obviously the stuff surrounding it going on here, but what's it actually look like on the streets, or I don't know.
Oh, it's like a ghost town. I don't want to say a ghost town, but it's very quiet.
Yeah.
It feels like Chinese New Year, where everyone stays at home anyway or goes away because it's a long holiday with family and friends. It just feels like it's extended. There's hardly people around. Yesterday when I was working from home, my friend, who's also my boss, messaged me and said that he had gone to the supermarket and everyone was clearing out stock and that I should stock up on food. And I hadn't even thought about doing that, to be honest. But then, yeah, I went to on my lunch break and I actually went to shop, and lo and behold, all the fresh fruit and vegetables pretty much gone. And things like, you know, pasta sauces, tin stuff, low quantities, basically. And yeah, my boss had said he'd spent about 2,000 Hong Kong, which is 200 quid, which is like just under some mayen on food.
$250, something like that.
So people are taking it really seriously.
Yeah, it feels like that from chatting to people in Hong Kong and also seeing the news reports as well. Like over here, I've seen a lot more masks. Tokyo certainly seems quieter as well, just in terms of public spaces. But the thing that I noticed most about being here was I was at a gallery yesterday, and a thing that you very rarely see is a lot of tourists wearing masks. Like occasionally they put on a mask just to take a selfie or whatever. But everyone in the gallery who was non-Japanese had a mask on, basically. So clearly, as well as, like, you know, a lot, for those that don't know, lots of Japanese people wear masks at this time, either to protect themselves against getting the flu or getting a cold, but at the same time, also when you have a cold or flu, you'll also put a mask on just to sort of respect everyone else's space. So you see a lot of masks anyway, but yeah, there's definitely more than there normally is around this time.
I'm still trying to. I'm still living the kind of life that I would normally live, to be honest.
Yeah, it's difficult to judge. Like, obviously, it's really sad to see that people have been dying from this, but at the same time, you know, flu and other sort of more things we're more familiar with that are killers as well. Also, we cope with every year, so it's sometimes difficult to get the balance right with what's like sensationalism in the news and, you know, what's kind of stuff you should be listening to as well. Yeah, it sounds like there's so much fake stuff going around on social media as well. So, yeah, it's a bit of a balancing act trying to work out what the hell is real and what's not.
Yeah, I mean, and also when I was somewhere, went to this place for drinks, and at the entrance they checked my temperature, and they're checking everyone's temperature. So some places are checking everyone's temperature before they go in.
Really?
Yeah, so my temperature got checked and I was surprised because I was 35.2. That's low.
You're a cool guy though, right?
Yeah, I am I'm a cool girl, not a cool guy. But yeah, everyone else was like 36.5, 36.2. And then it came to me and it was like 35.2. And I'm like, wow, ice cold bitch.
You're like, get me inside, get me next to that heater.
Obviously not hot enough.
Yeah. Oh shit. Well, yeah, stay safe and yeah, hopefully you'll be all right. I'm sure you will be.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be okay. I did feel really sick on Monday, really sick after brunch. Oh, it was awful.
Was that drink related though?
No, it wasn't. Just only had two drinks. Come on, my tolerance is higher than two drinks. I just felt terrible, so cold, really needy, you know?
Hmm.
But yeah, it's all good now. I'm fine.
Good to hear.
I'm glad you're safe. Waking up at 5 a.m. to do Radio Taisol, which is, why were you doing that against you?
Yeah, so for people who aren't familiar with it, Radio Taisol is like this nationwide calisthenics exercise that happens across Japan where people listen to the same radio show. And yeah, it starts at 6:25, so lots of people go out into parks all around Japan and do these little routines where it's kind of like a lot of sort of quite light stretching. It's quite popular with older people, 60s 70s 80s. But yeah, I'm just doing a bit of work around mobility at the moment, trying to understand mobility in Japan, and this is just one of the things that we're looking into. So yeah, me and a friend got up at 5 this morning, went and hung out with some 80-year-old women to do some stretching, which was quite a fun way to start the day. But yeah, I did look at my watch this morning and it was like 11. I was like, I've been awake for 6 hours already. So feeling a bit tired and spaced out now, but an interesting experience. Certainly one I wasn't expecting to have this week.
It's apparently what all the successful people do, wake up at 5.
Tech CEOs.
Yeah, and just want to say in advance that I'm really sorry if there's a lot of background noise this week. It's just...
Masumi's doing the hoovering.
I'm not doing the hoovering. God, how amazing would I be being able to hoover while I'm doing this podcast? Emeka is... Oh, wow, yes. Let's talk about her. Right, let's get into the podcast.
Well, before we do... Just a quick shout out, thanks to everyone who's been saying some kind words about Vinay getting involved last week. So cheers.
Oh yeah,
Vinay.
That is true.
Well, we did as well. So Vinay, you're coming back on, even if you haven't agreed to that yet.
Well, no, let's give him a choice. Don't worry, I'll have other people lined up.
No, Vinay.
If he's not available.
Yeah, Vinay.
Let's give him a choice.
So yeah, let's dive into the show then. You wanted to talk about Emeka.
Yeah, I only want to talk about Emeka in the context of, wow, like, the hosts have been rowdy this week, right? Lots of opinions, lots of wild accusations between what may or may not be happening with Emeka and Ryo. It was a difficult watch.
Yeah, this was one of the shows where it's just... We've had it a few times actually recently, but this was so centered around one topic. I mean, it's almost exhausting being like, guys, can we talk about something else? Like, it felt like we had basically, we had a bit more than this, but it felt like we almost had like two scenes in the entire show. There was like Kai getting a bit of advice from Vivi, you know, he seemed a bit down in the dumps and was maybe spending a bit too much time on his own. And you know what, maybe that's why we haven't seen very much of him, because he's been doing so much loan stuff, or maybe that's just the way that they want to spin a story out, because Kai hasn't really been involved in too many storylines so far. You know, there was...
No one cared when Ruka wasn't involved that much, was he, though?
They were phasing
him out. How funny was
that?
When Ruka was just... What was he doing? Like, never appearing in anything. No one cared. But if it's Kai, it's like, hey, Kai.
Well, if you look at his...
You're so anti-social.
If we look at his story progression, we've had kind of him play... For a few weeks, play the therapist and like look after people while he was just trying to do his own thing in the playroom, and then get dragged into a storyline. And then now, just because he hasn't featured in one too much, he's suddenly getting counselled himself for it. So, yeah, in some ways, felt like it was a little bit harsh, but I think Vivi was kind of speaking the truth when she was saying that maybe he could get a bit more involved. And
yeah, we like Vivi. She's real talk. Says how it is. I think everyone likes her, actually. We made a lot of new friends, by the way, on Instagram, and lots of interactions and opinions about this episode, and it's been really good to discuss that. But every single person I've spoken to, pretty much they like Vivi. She's a winner.
She's refreshingly honest, and you're probably someone that you traditionally, well, more traditionally see, particularly in the West, in reality TV shows like that. I don't mean she's like a super loud character or obnoxious or any way, but she, yeah, she tells it like it is. She will confront people and be quite open with them, and even, you know, obviously with the main storyline we've got here about her and everyone else liking Rio, she's been quite open with him and kind of expects a level of honesty in return as well, and sometimes it seemingly finds it a bit difficult to understand if people can't reciprocate that. But yeah, I think she's a breath of fresh air compared to some of the more closed characters that we've seen in the past.
Do we just go straight into Rio, or do we even touch upon this advice? Actually, no, we've already have talked about Kai. Do we need to talk about Kai anymore? Oh, yes, we do. Oh, my God. Okay. So, obviously, Pepe's gone, and now I don't have anyone to, like, pine over.
Oh, Masumi. Spotted Pepe on a advert on the train yesterday. So, I was like, I didn't have time to take a photo, but I was like, there he is. Can't escape him. He's there.
Was he looking nice?
He's looking good, yeah.
Was he looking nice and tasty?
Looking tidy. Okay, cool. He's looking clean.
So, Kai, I have a thing for Rio, I think, a little bit, but that's close to home, really. But with Kai, I think he's nice. Mm. And so when I posted a story just to promote the podcast, just to basically say that it was up, and that we had a special guest, Vinay, to talk about Kai's comedy, I got a message from Kai to say, laugh my ass off, nice.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, and then I said to him, we are your fans, Kai, and did a couple of emojis, and he went, haha, thank you so much. And then I told him that I live in Hong Kong now, but I used to go to these comedy shows all the time, so I was gutted to have missed him in real life when I was over there. But when I'm back in town and visiting, I hope I get to see you perform, and I'm going to make sure that I holler when I do XX. And then he hearted that, and then he went, haha, nice, I'll be looking forward to seeing you too. So I think it's safe to say that I just had a little cute DM message with Kai this week.
Yes. On fire, Masumi.
I just want to get him on. How do we get him on our show? I haven't even worked. You know, we'll work it out. We'll work it out.
Yes, yeah. We want to get him involved anyway. Just, you know, sounds like you're already working the magic. So
he's got some good opinion. I just know he's going to be a good one. Like, I just feel it.
I reckon he's a good guy. He's one of the, like, maybe not in a slightly different way from Shohei, but like good guy to go for a beer with. So let's make it happen.
Well, no, you need to make it happen. You need to go to these bloody shows, Stu, like I keep telling you.
Oh, yeah, all right. You're the one that's putting in the smooth moves.
Yeah, but you're smooth, man. You're smooth too.
What happened when, yeah, what was the deal? You know, what happened when Kauri was in town? Where were the smooth moves then?
Yeah.
All right. But that's really cool. So, yeah, Kai, if you're listening, great to have you on board. And, yeah, we're really keen to check out your comedy. So I will be along to see something soon.
Yeah. And, you know, when I'm like, the thing about him, when I'm DMing him, is I actually don't really fancy him. I just actually think he'd be, yeah, as you said, just cool to hang out with. There are a couple of people in Terrace House that you'd proper want to hang out with, right? Or get a drink with.
Hmm.
Oh. Give me Pepe. Anyway, so Rio, wow.
Right, so our man gets roasted in this one.
Oh, it's... my God, can I just go straight in?
Yeah, please do.
Let's just put ourselves in his shoes, okay?
Yeah.
So many people that I'm speaking to were a bit like, Rio's a pussy, or like he's being dishonest, he cares about his public image, blah blah. And I think there's only one person really that agrees with me. It's called Anti-Queen. I think her name is Sue in real life. It's not his fault that there are two girls in the house that like him, right? And would you agree he's not done anything at all to try and make those girls like him, number one? Would you agree? He's just been him.
Yeah.
They liked him from the very beginning.
Yeah.
You know, Vivi said, oh, he reminded me of my ex and all this stuff. And then, of course, he cares about his image. Who doesn't care to a degree about their image? And if, I mean, on a day-to-day level, I'm not even famous at all or even on TV, but on a day-to-day level, I would like to think that I am projecting and I am being a good human and that I am giving off the impression that I'm a good human. Obviously, genuinely, yeah? Mm. But it is so ridiculous that he is being roasted for giving a shit about his how he's coming across, number one.
Mm.
And then also putting himself in his shoes is, I think it might be he would have preferred to not be confrontational, or he would have preferred to maybe not make it so much of a thing. But I guess even the fact that the girls being so forthcoming, like Hannah and Vivi being so forthcoming with their emotions, somehow what, it's his responsibility to have to address it, which a lot of people wouldn't do what he did, where he actually, they said, we want to have this conversation, but then he did engage with them and he did his best. But I think he didn't ask for any of it, really. And it's a bit unfair to the extent in which he got a roasting from the hosts.
I can see what you're saying. I think I'm sort of maybe in the middle of between you and the host, because I think he definitely got a roasting, maybe a bit tougher than what he should have got, but I still think he could have handled it in a different way to maybe sort of mean they didn't get so busted by everyone. Like,
what was the worst thing for you?
I just think, just when, and you know what, this is someone who's been in that situation before, where like you just find it very difficult to give an honest answer. like, just when someone's confronting you so directly, it can be very, very difficult to say that. But I think when he was just be like, all right, you want an answer from me right now? I think he could have just done that and just basically put people out of their misery rather than just sort of hanging on. And sometimes it's quite, feels quite tough to be so direct and so blunt, but it's just best for the situation and everyone involved, I think. It felt like quite a bit of inexperience on his part there. And I think there's two separate arguments. One's just how like he's treating other people's feelings and respecting that, which, you know, I think he didn't handle so well. The other, in terms of him managing his public image, I agree with you. Like, I think, you know what, the reality in reality TV has quite very little to do with what's real or authentic a lot of the time. You know, there's lots of cameras around. These people are instructed what to do. They're living in a house which isn't actually their house. Like, this isn't reality in inverted commas. And so people, even the idea that people haven't thought about what their image is projected, you know, this is an interesting example of a reality TV show where people can watch themselves as it goes. It's not like Big Brother where they're isolated, so they can't see how they're being perceived. Like, they still have social media, they still can watch themselves in the show, so they're fully being able to track how their public image evolves. So to sort of disregard it, or think anyone could disregard it, I think that's sort of just naive to think, or unfair to suggest. I think it's an interesting case study, this show is, of what you're allowed to do and how much you're allowed to sort of engage with being a sort of public figure, because sometimes people tread the wrong line or just fall foul of it, and then everyone sort of calls them fake or whatever. But I think it's one of those things where the fact that he didn't perhaps go along with treating people's feelings as much as well as he could have done, that's when it sort of gets coupled up with this idea of him being fake and managing his public image.
So I want, you actually brought up this bit where you say that maybe the problem with him was that when Vivi had asked him a direct question, he had been a bit like, what, you want an answer from me now? And you found that frustrating. Well, one of our friends, Kotatsu Chatsu, had asked what our view was in terms of the cultural differences between the two. So do you not feel like there's an idea that maybe Vivi is direct, and yes, Ryo has lived in the West, but he might be just a bit more Japanese, right, than her. So therefore, rather than being direct, that is just a cultural reflection.
I don't think it's a cultural thing. I think one, Rio's got a great deal of experience living in the West and, you know, with Western culture, and they're both sort of, you know, they both have that experience of both cultures. The other thing I'd say is that he was quite open with Emeka as soon as she asked about it, because she wasn't it wasn't directly related to her. So he kind of quickly opened up and explained over both how he felt about both those women. But afterwards, he when it was directly to them, he was kind of a little bit more standoffish. So I think he kind of knows how he feels, but just is having trouble for some reason saying it directly to the people involved.
Okay, so another thing, right? Do you think it's wrong that so Vivi blew up, and wow, I would hate to be on the wrong side of Vivi.
Let's
put it out there. The way her face changed, she was outraged that to Hannah, Vivi, that Rio had said to her, "Yeah, I don't actually feel anything towards you three girls."
Yeah, and come on, man, it's just short-sighted to think that they're not going to talk to each other. Like, why would you?
Of course, but you know that I completely agree with you. But do you think God, I don't think Rio saw it coming that in one evening he was going to have to sit down and have this chat with one Hannah and then two Vivi all in one go. Yeah. And maybe he never thought, he could have just thought he'd never have to have that conversation with Vivi. And maybe he didn't. Yeah, there's definitely feelings there for sure on his part. But maybe at that time when he was going to speak to, he was speaking to Hannah, he thought, you know what, this is so awkward that I am just going to have to just say, no, I have no feelings for anyone, because either way, it doesn't matter, because I'm not getting with Vivi anyway, because there's no chance.
Yeah.
He should have been honest. He should have been honest. Don't get me wrong. But it must have been so difficult to be in that space. Like, let's try and be him. It is so hard to put down someone's feeling. Oh my God, it's awful.
Yeah.
You must have been in that situation. Someone goes, do you like someone else? No, I don't actually. I don't like anyone actually. Yeah, I do, but not going to fucking tell you.
For sure. I think it's tricky. I'm not saying it's not a difficult situation.
I think a lot of people are lacking empathy for Rio, to be honest.
It takes a little bit more effort to look and put yourself in his shoes, because certainly that's, as you mentioned, that's what the hosts were guiding, that that feeling pretty hard. But
does what do you think about Rio? Does he like Vivi? I think he really likes her.
I don't think he does.
Oh. Wait, you don't think he really likes her, or you don't think he likes her at all?
I don't think he likes her at all.
Whoa, do you really think so? You just think that he just wants, like, a plaything?
I just think he was enjoying the attention. And kind of, like, is kind of a bit inexperienced, and then was a bit caught out by the idea that, like, he was going to have to do anything.
Do you think he's freaked out?
I think he's a bit freaked out, yeah.
Yeah.
He's backed himself into a corner.
It's so hard, because it would be better. This situation would be perfect if she wasn't wanting so much from him. Because, of course, if you got with her, I think with Vivi, it'd probably be something. Even though she's saying, oh, just go with the flow, you know. She ultimately wants a relationship, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's been coming on strong.
Yeah, whereas it'd be different if there was a point in time where she had said, do you want to get closer? That would have been just cool, right? Like, it's just saying something like, hey, I think we feel an electricity. Do you feed it too? Do you just fancy just being a little bit more closer than what we are now? That's kind of cool and hot, right? And I can totally relate to that. This whole thing of, like, this whole idea that sometimes with people, you are not necessarily meant to go out with them. You are not necessarily meant to have anything for a long time. But when you feel something, you just, you know, you just want to explore that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think that she said that. But I think for Rio, he knows that there's so much after that, right? You get closer and then it's going to... He's really thinking long game, which I don't even think Vivi was at all. And she was just thinking about the here and now. And it's such a shame, I think, if he really does like her. It's a shame if he's really gonna not explore that just because of the fact he's worried that she might drop all her dreams to follow him or something.
I just think he's backed into a corner. Like those last few things he was saying when she was like, oh, should we talk about this more then? Should we just have another conversation? He was like, hmm? She was like, yeah. And he was like, huh? He couldn't even say the word yes. Like he was just like sort of grunting approval. Like it was as if someone was being like, are you going to clean your room? It's like, hmm? He's like, yeah. Are you gonna clean it? Yeah. It's like, just felt like he was just so passive in agreeing to it.
Oh, I feel sorry for Vivi. I really, if I was her, which I think a lot of people could be her, I don't think it was crazy that she thought there was something there.
Yeah.
There were moments when they really did.
That's so unfair. It feels like she's been, whether you can call it led astray or not, you can't fault her for thinking there was something going on.
Yeah, there were definite vibes.
Okay, so let's assume for a second Rio's got a team of 12 PR. He's got a boardroom of PR people behind him, and say you're in charge of them, Masumi, what would be your strategy for him in the next few episodes? Like, what's he got to do to sort of win back the love of the hosts and maybe his housemates as well?
You know, some people think he's going to leave.
I can see that happening, yeah.
Yeah. Kotatsuchatsu thinks that he's going to plan his exit. So maybe we're not even going to... This is a pointless conversation. Maybe he's not even going to do anything to win himself back. But why does he have to win himself back? I don't think there was anything like this backlash when it was Shohei and Sena. And then Sena ended up being with Noah. I think he needs to definitely... I don't know what's going to happen, but maybe Vivi's going to confront him. I think it's going to be awkward from here on now. That vibe in the house is going to be awkward as fuck. I really hope trampoline land date goes well with Kai when he gets himself better.
We'll need to have a little go on a trampoline just to chill out. Yeah. Like, that's what everyone needs.
And can you imagine, do you really think something was going on between Rio and Emeka?
Nah.
Oh my gosh, that was wild when that was happening. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? What can you do? I just think he's going to probably keep his head down, but maybe he just does needs to be honest. I still feel like he might like Vivi. I would just love it if they just like kissed or something, or they just... Oh, if he leaves, I really hope that they kiss or they hug or they like share an intimate moment. That would be so nice, wouldn't it?
A sexy
would
high
you not
five.
Want to see that? Would you not want to see that?
Yeah, it'd be nice to see something from someone, anyone.
Yeah, I mean, they were so nice to watch.
Yeah, that and all you know, that tension, it's got to go somewhere.
Long distance, it's just so sad. You know how it's quite rare. Like I said this before, it's really rare for two people to really like each other at a given point, right?
Hmm.
It's quite rare.
Yeah.
And then when that there's a possibility of it, and it's so easily set up, and it's there, and it's on the cards, it is so sad for me when it's just like floating and nothing happens. So I'm not like crying over it, sad, but I just think, oh, what a waste.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Do you feel like that?
Well, we'll see. What do you think is going to happen next week? Could be stay or go.
He's gonna go.
He's gonna go.
Soon. I don't know. I don't want him to go, but maybe he'll go, yeah.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up. Who's your pick and who's your... let me guess who your dick is.
You are not even going to believe it, but I think my pick might be Rio.
Controversial.
It's crazy. It's so crazy, and I don't know why. I think it's because I just...
You love the underdog.
But he's not really the underdog, is he? He's top dog, isn't he, right now?
He's not so top anymore.
I think...
He's just a dog.
He's not a dog.
He is in the eyes of the host.
I really, really liked Vivi and everything she said. Oh, it just, you know, there's sometimes I relate to her too much and I almost just want to hide it. It's really painful, actually, these episodes.
Who's your dick then?
You know what? My dick is this whole situation. My dick are the hosts, actually. I think that they just, it's all good and well. They're all joking, what ridiculous, but the Emeka and the Rio thing was just like, oh my god, if that really was happening, fair play and good call, but it was just a bit ridiculous to fly that in there, in and amongst their other opinions about the situation. So I think the hosts are my dicks.
I like that as a wild card. It's good to have some like crazy stuff in. All right, I'm gonna go with pick being Emeka, because I think she did some good moderating at the end when she was just trying to sort of get the girls to talk to each other, and she asked some good questions, which she is kind of usually a bit passive, but she felt like she actually had a presence within a conversation. So I'm giving her that. And then Dick, obvious one, I'm just gonna pick Rio, just because getting on board with the bandwagon.
Nice.
Right, okay. Where can people find us, Masumi?
Oh, people can find us at Terrace House TKO on Instagram, Twitter, and email.
That's it, terracehouseTKO@gmail.com.
Terrace House, yeah. I've done well, haven't I?
Yeah, great job.
Cool. You've only just bloody written it down so I can say it properly.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. Looking forward to what happens next.
Okie dokie.
Cool.
Right. And you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.